The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay Zwirling.
Dear KSCO listeners, because of the KGO disruptive episode a while ago, our listenership has grown enormously, for which we are delighted and grateful. Most of the new listeners do so via the internet, so MZ has happily obtained a very substantial amount of bandwidth to accommodate them. And because of the newcomers, I shall now occasionally broadcast more of the commentaries from my book, like now. This was broadcast in September 2008 with additions now, and it's just as relevant today. The sad current fact is that there no longer is a true media in our country. The news that we the people are getting is no longer honest and balanced. It's a planned liberal machine committed to making Barack Obama president again, and it furthers the motto of leftist extremists, which is, the end always justifies the means. In 2008, the McCain campaign was barely covered, and then mostly to ridicule Sarah Palin. The public unfairly was not getting the real truth. The deck was stacked. It is the same now. Obama never held an executive job in his life. While in Congress, he voted present most of the time. As president, who must make clear, fast decisions, Obama has been a dismal failure. He cannot make fast decisions. In fact, he's almost incapable of making any decisions. He puts most of them off, hopefully, until his next 4 years. Now, please listen to this urgent request from Tom Winter, president and editor-in-chief of Human Events, a credible conservative Washington, D.C. weekly. Dear conservative friends, they say the truth hurts. In Obama's case, it is devastating. Not surprisingly, the big media has kept the American public blind to the truth about Obama, including the fact that a corrupt Chicago machine politician made a U.S. senator out of Barack Obama. Also, how Obama won his first election by having his lawyers knock all his opponents off the ballot on technicalities. That's a great tool for shady lawyers. Then, the Tony Rezko connection. I have never done any favors for him, says Obama, about convicted developer Tony Rezko. Oh, but yes, he has. Then, Obama's connection to ACORN, the ultra-liberal tough organization, which started many years ago with good intentions and which supposedly bullied banks recently to make subprime loans to unqualified people. Tom Winter wants to expose the many skeletons in Obama's closet by sending specifically to young people, especially those in college campuses, the editorial supplement called The Truth About Obama, What Every Citizen Needs to Know. Finally, these are very critical times in our country. We must not allow these big media lying scoundrels and liberal college professors to succeed in keeping this incompetent candidate in the White House for another 4 years. If that happens, we will lose our country to socialism. For KSCO, this is Kay Zwirling.